Hello, and welcome to episode 14 of my Very Cavolt podcast, The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this show, I let my computer pick random songs from my solo albums. I talk about the song a bit and play the track for you. Our first song today is called Stone Wings. There are actually two versions of the song. One is on the Wandering Floret Part 4, but this version is from my 2019 album, Balrogs. The main idea for the fourth Wandering Floret album was to make stonery heavy metal songs. Of course, most of those songs weren't very well pulled off. It was good enough for people who were really into experimental music, but the tracks weren't quite good enough for me. I still really sucked at drums back in 2008. I'm getting better, and I think this version of Stone Wings is as good as it needs to be. My friend Jeremy played a guest solo toward the end of the song. He's one of my best friends here, and we play together in an epic heavy metal band called Purunga. He's a real shredder. Lyrically, this song is about riding on a gargoyle, which is a concept I've always wanted to do more with. I still want to do more with the concept of riding gargoyles. In 2013, I made a JRPG-style game called Stone Wings, and in the game, you do get to befriend and ride a gargoyle. Making that game was one of the best times of my life. I used an engine called OHRRPG-CE, which I've been messing around with since I was in junior high school. For 2 months, Stone Wings was what I spent most of my time on. I'd get off from my dishwashing job and work on Stone Wings every night until about 6 in the morning. I didn't need to eat food or get drunk with my friends. I was having the time of my life making Stone Wings. Since then, I've tinkered with the OHR engine, as people call it. Every year or so, I spend a few weeks on a new game called Tough Girl Gina, but the engine I use is somewhat limited. I'm always trying to get deeper into the coding aspect of game design and create my own, more fun battle system. Of course, that's a lot of work and I'm very busy with music stuff. I've already had 5 rehearsals this week and it's only Wednesday night. So sorry I'm a little late on getting this episode out. I told the world, through Facebook, that 2020 is going to be all grind, and it's true. This year is going to be a grind fest, and I'm going to play a lot of shows and record a lot of music. My new album, All Deep Cuts, is almost done. I just have to get in the mood to finish my vocal tracks. So far, it definitely sounds better than anything else I've done. Either way, let's listen to this jam by Super Famicom from the album Balrogs, the 2019 recording of Stone Wings! We'll be right back. song today is called Nothing But a Sky from The Wandering Floret Part 2. I believe the guitars were recorded directly into my Tascam 4-track from my PV-T15. That was the motif for the second Wandering Floret album. I don't really know what's up with the percussion on the track. I was hitting something. Anyway, I think this is a good time to talk about my electric guitars. The Wandering Floret Part 2 is the first Super Famicom album to use electric guitars on every song. My first electric guitar was a 14th birthday gift from my grandma. It was a Memphis, kind of like a Squire Bullet. I once tried to adjust the pickup height, but messed it up, so I had the pickup duct taped into place. It was a black guitar, which was cool because I liked heavy metal. It wasn't a BC Rich Warlock, but what can you do? The intonation on the guitar was terrible because I didn't know anything about working on guitars. Sometimes I drop-tuned it to A standard. I had the Memphis decked out with a sticker of this band called Thy Pain. They were an American melodic death metal band on Clenched Fist Records. For my 17th birthday, a bunch of my friends chipped in and bought me an Ibanez Stratocaster-style guitar. I was unworthy of the love my friends had for me. I was a twitching freak, obsessed with drawing comics and making whiny songs. About the guitar, though, it had the tremolo and everything, but the bridge was missing one of its springs. I tried to make it sound in tune, but of course, I didn't know anything about working on guitars. They didn't have YouTube tutorials back in 2003. Even if they did, I was living with dial-up internet, and I was using my 1 hour a day of internet time to talk to my friends on AOL and download one song a day from epitonic.com. With money from my paper route, I bought a 40-watt PV Studio Chorus from Dave's Music in Winchester, Illinois. I thought it would be loud enough for whatever band I was trying to start at the time, but it actually wasn't loud enough. So I bought a Rogue 212 amp, which was mentioned on my last episode. My Ibanez guitar wasn't doing it for me, so I went back to Dave's Music and traded my Ibanez Strat and PV Studio Chorus for a PV T15 guitar. I thought I could really shred on that thing. We'll talk more about guitars later. About the song. Nothing But a Sky! I wanted to write more songs about nature, and I happened to live in a civilized place overpowered by nature. Every place I went, I was consumed by the sensations of the present. One time, Evan and I rode bikes out to the dock at Anastasia State Park to roast a bone with our friends Rain and Jessica. We would have probably rode anywhere to get stoned, but this was an especially nice time. Looking at the sky over the ocean really moved me. That's what this song is about. Let's rock this jam. Nothing But a Sky.
Wind from the ocean. Waving from the
Our third song today is called Poignant Demise. Musically, it's based on one of the first complete songs I ever wrote. The song was for a band I was trying to get together when I was in ninth grade. The band was called Poignant Demise. For the most part, all the band did was jam in my friend Robert's basement. And for most of that part, the band was just me and my friend Robert. He was originally going to play guitar, but decided to pick up the drums, so I played guitar until we found another guitarist, because I wanted to sing and couldn't play guitar and sing at the same time. I wanted to find a really good drummer so our band could sound like Slipknot, but I didn't want to crush Robert's dreams of drumming. He would get good eventually, or maybe we'd find an auxiliary percussionist or two. Tyler Matthews was our bassist. We really only played with him a couple times, but you know, we were friends and he was interested in being in the band. He was 12 and played in the church band, so he had band experience. I was 14 and Robert was 16. Eventually, Robert and I decided to put an ad in the local newspaper looking for a lead guitarist. Through that, we found Steve Pinkerton. He was 19 and a real shredder. He had a pink Kramer Striker guitar, which really inspired me to someday get a Kramer Striker and paint it pink. Steve smoked cigarettes and was into paganism and Dungeons and Dragons. Tyler wasn't into the idea of being in a band with a pagan, but I didn't care. I've been trying to live my dream of heavy metal stardom for almost 2 years. I was ready to sell my soul. Anyway, I only ended up jamming with both Robert and Steve a couple times before the band sort of dissolved. During the summer of 2001, I did end up learning to sing and play guitar at the same time. I wrote tons of new songs for Poignant Demise that never saw the light of day. It didn't matter. I was thinking about doing something more epic and less new metal anyway. More like the kind of music Steve would have liked, but you know, we didn't see each other much after those couple Poignant Demise jams. So anyway, the song, Poignant Demise. I decided to take the riffs from our band's first song and make a douchey new metal song out of it. Without the lyrical irony, I would have definitely dug the song back when I was 14. I know a lot of people like nasty-sounding metallic music. I know there's a sort of ignorant charm that really hits the spot for the hippest of sludge dudes. This is the song they're looking for. This is the song everyone is looking for. We are Poignant Demise. You're going home in a body bag. Let's mosh. I'm a grown man, but I've got emotional problems. That's why I sing in this band. I've got a girlfriend and this gig, and because of this, I'll never find another. I've got a girlfriend and this gig, and because of this, I'll never find another. Scared away, it's too late.
listen if you wanna hear. I got my fears and emotions to deal with, so I keep it real with songs that are depressing and mad. But deep down, you know I'm sad. I'm dumb and lonely too. It's time to mosh with you. Mosh it away, 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 mosh it away.
I know this episode is getting out super late. Somehow I ended up with songs that need a lot of backstory. Our next song today is called Hallowed Be Thy Name. Not Hallowed Be Thy Name. Hallowed. It's from my 2006 concept album, The Inside Voices. During my lyrical journey into the inside of myself, I started to question whether or not I was dead. I definitely tried to conjure some microphones, the band feels, with the noisy parts of this track. Also with the keyboard drums. I must have just pressed those keys for 3.5 minutes instead of making a loop. The samples were downloaded from some free sound clip website. Gosh, I was lucky to be able to steal our neighbor's Wi-Fi back in 2005. Also, I was lucky we had that really cool keyboard at my house in Decatur. Let's rock this jam. Hallowed be thy name.
Thank you.
Our last song today is really weird. It's called Double A from Kentucky from my 2003 CDR called Don't Open Till 7 O'Clock. A better version was later put on a CDR called Letters I've Kept, which I'm still missing audio from. So if any of you have a copy of Letters I've Kept, please, please contact me. Actually, I don't even know if the later version of the song is better. I was trying really weird, folky, slash emo things with my vocals on that album, and I think that's probably all the more reason to listen to it. In 2003, I'd only lived in Jacksonville, Illinois for about 3 years. Before that, I lived in Grayson, Kentucky for 6 years. So of course, I still had more friends back in my old town. In the summer of 2002, I went on a road trip with my grandma to my old town and got to sleep over with my old friends. I gave them copies of my first CD, expecting they would forever follow my work. Also, I was really into romanticizing literally everything with my lyrics. I don't expect you'll turn off my show before the song is over, so I want you to notice the sweet guitar solo in the middle of the track. Oh yeah, folky. Too bad I never played this song with a really rocking band. I don't know what the letters AA were meant to represent. Somehow I thought the double A was a highway. I guess maybe not. This jam, Let's Do, by Super Famicom. Double A from Kentucky.
Come to pin the front seat, I can't wait to get home, but I'll feel lonely again and always be alone. It felt great to see you and all of my friends, they haven't changed too much, but I have to leave again. This trip represents all that I've left behind. I hope that nothing will change in time. Never forget you, but you've got enough to forget me in Kentucky. Short time I spent there, knew that there I belong, remembering the good times and where else I belong. Leaving my friends again, back to where I am few, things won't be much worse when I'm so fairly near. This trip represents all that I've left behind. I know that nothing will change in time. Never forget you, but you've got enough to forget me in Kentucky. This trip represents all that I've left behind. I hope that nothing will change in time. I'll never forget you, but you've got enough to forget me in Kentucky.
Thanks so much for listening to my show. Next week is going to be really good. I know it. We're going to listen to tracks from A Modern Guide to Overdependent Living, The Wandering Floret, Part 6, The Diamond Rainbow, The Bottom, and my split with Fire Island AK. So please check it out. Thanks for being the raddest of listeners. Bye-bye.